Yes, praise the Lord. It is very good to be here again. Yeah, I'd like to talk about being baptized into Christ. I suppose you could consider this teaching. I would start in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse
27.
Okay, so we're in the book of Galatians. And would you go to this verse, chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So how do we get baptized into Christ?
Jak můžeme být pokřtěni do Krista?
Let me make a little drawing.
Pokusím se to tady namalovat.
What I have here is a glass of water.
To, co tady maluje, je sklenice s vodou.
But it's not water.
Ale není to voda.
It's Christ.
Je to Kristus.
Okay. Now, the word baptism means to be completely immersed.
Slovo křest má ten význam, že jste úplně ponořeni do něčeho.
I think immersed is the best word. You probably have an equivalent word.
To slovo ponořit dobře vystihuje podstatu toho slova baptizo, úplně potopit.
We have another word called dunked. But I think dunked is more of a German word. My mother used to tell me about the Dunkard Brethren.
Dunkard
Brethren. My mother was German, you know. The Dunkard Brethren were the brethren who baptized by immersion. So we know about baptized in water, right? Why don't we make another little drawing here? Why don't we draw the outline of the tabernacle? And we'll make the actual house of the tabernacle here. So we come into the tabernacle to salvation.
A víte, že v tom stánku, když přijdeme na vnější nádvoří, tak tady přicházíme ke spasení.
And we come to the brazen altar.
A tam je ten měděný oltář.
Brass is judgment.
Tam měď nebo bronz je znamená oltář.
So the sinner comes in, his sins fall under the judgment of God, and there is bloodshed here, there is a sacrifice.
Hříšník přichází k Bohu, jeho hříchy jsou souzeny Bohem a ten hříšník přijímá tu oběť a očištění krví.
And in the New Testament this is the cross of Christ.
A v Novém zákoně je to místo Kristova kříže.
We come first of all to the cross of Jesus Christ where he shed his precious blood.
To je to první místo, ten Kristův kříž, kde tekla jeho vzácná krev.
This is not baptism yet, this is just forgiveness.
To není křest, je to pouze odpuštění.
And then the next step, as we're seeing, the goal is to come right through here. This Holy of Holies is the final the ultimate goal that we're coming to.
Ta cesta, ke které jsme povoláni, vede tímhle směrem až do té nejsvětější svatyně.
But as a Christian, we have to progress.
Ale jako křesťané musíme postupovat, je to cesta.
So we come next to the brazen altar, or brazen laver, I mean.
Takže za tím měděným oltářem je měděné umyvadlo.
A laver is a vessel filled with water.
Je to velká nádoba naplněná vodou.
And it was there were no baptisms that took place in the days of Moses, but there was washing of water.
Za dnů Mojžíše se lidé nekřtili, ale kněží se umývali u toho umyvadla v té vodě.
And the baptism in water, of course, represents a washing away of our sins, it also identifies with Christ, being buried with Christ.
A ten křest vodou je na vyznání toho, že nám byly odpuštěny hříchy a také se v tom křestu stotožňujeme s Kristem a jsme spolu s ním pohřbeni do jeho smrti.
But there is another baptism besides the baptism of water.
Ale kromě křtu vodou je ještě další křest.
This is, first of all, this water baptism is a baptism of repentance.
Ten křest vodní vodou je křest pokání.
And the church at the time of say 500 years ago was practicing baptism of babies who could not repent.
A ta církev, budeme zpátky 500 let, taky se spočívala v tom, že křtili děti a ty děti nečinili pokání, byli ještě přesným krokem toho pokání a spasení.
You have to have a consciousness of sin in order to repent of sin.
Člověk si musí uvědomovat, být si vědom svého hříchu a musí být usvědčen, aby mohl činit pokání.
And so some of my spiritual ancestors in Europe,
tak někteří moji předkové, duchovní předkové tady v Evropě,
were martyred very cruelly because they came against this infant baptism and they said, I will be baptized again for repentance of sins.
A někteří z nich byli krutě umučeni proto, že se postavili proti té praxi a řekli, já se nechám pokřít znovu na jako vyznání toho, že mě byly odpuštěny hříchy.
And they were called Anabaptists, which means again baptizers.
A ti lidé byli anabaptisté, to znamená ti, kteří byli znovu pokřtěni.
Which means if you were baptized as a baby, you are baptized again on confession of Christ and confession of your sins.
Ženy dříve byly pokřtěny jako děti, které nic nevěděli, a potom byli křtěni jako lidé, kteří přijali Krista a nechali se křtít jako na znamení a vyznání toho, že jim byly jejich hříchy odpuštěny a že přijali Krista.
These are the people that were martyred in Germany, in Switzerland, in Netherlands.
Kteří mučeníky ve Švýcarsku, v Německu.
So they acknowledged that they needed the proper water baptism.
A tak tím vyznávali, vyjadřovali své uvědomění, porozumění, že potřebují křest vodou.
But it appeared, now they gave their life for this. Remember, they laid their life down for this principle.
Pro tento princip tuhle jednoduchou pravdu vodního křtu položili svůj život.
And they still did not have the revelation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ti lidé neměli zjevení křtu Duchem Svatým.
So even in the outer court now, we're talking about the church. The church is the whole tabernacle here.
Tady mluvíme o církvi. Celý ten stánek reprezentuje církev.
Even in the outer court, yet you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
A ten křest Duchem Svatým může člověk přijmout, když je na tom vnějším nádvoří.
You see in Matthew chapter 3, I believe it is, where John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but the one that is coming after me will baptize you also with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Ve třetí kapitole Matouše Jan Křtitel říká a vyznával, já vás křtím vodou, ale po mně přichází ten, který vás bude křtít Duchem Svatým a ohněm.
So John is prophesying another baptism.
Takže tady Jan prorokuje o dalším křtu.
A baptism of the Holy Spirit.
O křtu Duchem Svatým.
Now, what I read you in Galatians here,
a to, co jsme četli v Galatských, ten verš,
it says, what was the verse I read now? It's in verse 27. It says, but as many as you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Nebo kteříkoliv Krista pokřtění jste, Krista jste oblékli.
So how do I get baptized into Christ? Is this something more than the water and the Holy Spirit?
Jak můžu být pokřtěn do Krista? Je to něco, co přesahuje křest vodou a křest Duchem Svatým?
I believe that there are people who believe that as long as I say the word Jesus Christ when I baptize you in water, I am therefore baptizing you into Christ.
Jsou lidé, kteří jsou přesvědčeni a věří tomu, že když jsou pokřtěni vodou a ten, kdo je křtí, nad nimi vyhlásí jméno Ježíš Kristus, takže to znamená, že jsou pokřtěni do Krista.
But those are just words.
Ale to jsou jenom slova.
It would imply that the man baptizing has the power to change the water into Christ.
To by znamenalo, že ten člověk, který je křtí, že má nějak sám o sobě moc proměnit tu vodu v Krista.
See, this is the problem with the Catholic priests, that they believe they can change that little piece of bread into Jesus Christ.
To je ten problém toho katolicismu a těch katolických kněží. Mají za to, že mají moc proměnit tu oplatku v doslovné tělo Krista, Kristovo Krista.
So it's more than just the words that I speak over you when I put you in the water. That is not sufficient enough to have you baptized into Christ.
Že nestačí, abych nad vámi něco prohlásil nebo použil určitá specifická slova při tom křtu vodou, to není to, co vás vekří do Krista.
I'm not criticizing it.
Nijak to nekritizuji.
You can say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Můžete říct, křtím tě ve jménu Ježíše Krista.
It's okay, it's in the Bible.
V pořádku, to je biblické.
But you're still baptizing the man in water.
Ale vy křtíte toho člověka ve vodě, vodou.
However, there is a greater symbolism of it.
Ale samozřejmě je v tom ještě hlubší symbolika.
Now, I made this little vessel here. I said this is a vessel full of water.
A proto jsem tady namaloval tu nádobu s vodou.
And what will we put into this water?
Co vložíme do té vody?
It's water, but it's Christ.
Je to voda, ale je to Kristus.
Okay, so I'm going to baptize this man into Christ.
Takže teďka tady pokřtím tohleto človíčka do Krista.
That's not a very good man. What is this man now? What is his condition here?
Jaký je stav toho člověka v tuto chvíli?
He is completely immersed in the substance of this vessel, right?
Ponořen do toho, co je v té nádobě. Je tak?
Now we know that Christ is not confined to a vessel. I just made this a picture, so you can.
Že Kristus není nějaký obsah nějaké nádoby, je to jenom ilustrace.
So this verse in Galatians says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have what?
Nebo kteříškoliv Krista pokřtěni
have put on Christ.
Oblékli jste Krista.
So let's think, forget about the water now. Let's think of a large blanket or a large coat. Or you put on and you put it on and it completely covers you. All of you, you have put it on. You are inside of it.
Zapomeňte na ten obrázek a představte si nyní, že máte nějakou velikou dechu nebo přikrývku, kterou přes sebe přehodíte, takže z vás nic nekouká ven, jste úplně přikrytí.
So what we are talking about now is not a life inside of, just in the outer court. We are talking about a life in the Holy of Holies, which is in Christ.
A tak nemluvíme o životě na vnějším nádvoří toho stánku, ale o tom životě té svatyni, který je, což je Kristus.
The song that we were singing this morning, I submit myself to you, Lord. Help me with the words here, Rita, because I tend to get them wrong. I am a vessel of God. I surrender
my will
and my desires. So our will and our desires is part of our soul, is it not?
Víte, že naše touhy, naše lidské touhy mají svůj zdroj a jsou součástí naší duše.
You see, there is a difference between Christ in me and me in Christ.
Víte, je rozdíl mezi tím, kdy Kristus je v nás a kdy my jsme v Kristu.
I become a Christian. I come into the favor of the Lord and the forgiveness of my sins.
Když jsem se stal křesťanem, Bůh na mě vylil svoji milost, svoji přízeň, odpustil mi hříchy.
And even a little child who has accepted Christ.
A i malé dítě, které přijme Krista.
And you say, where is Jesus?
A říkáte, kde je Ježíš?
And the little child says,
a to dítě vám řekne,
where is Jesus?
Kde je Ježíš?
He's where?
Kde?
He's in my heart.
Je v našem srdci, je to tak?
So Christ in me now, the hope of glory.
A tak mám v sobě Krista, Kristus ve mně, ta naděje slávy.
Okay. I have Christ in me. I'm a new Christian. I have Christ in me.
Mám Krista v sobě. Jsem nové stvoření. Mám Krista v sobě.
I still have some bad habits that I haven't overcome yet.
Já mám ještě nějaké špatné zvyky nebo sklony ve svém životě, nad kterými jsem ještě nezvítězil.
I still have a will and desires for the old darkness of the world.
Na mě pořád stáhnou touhy těch věcí, které jsou ve světě, nebo mám vůli, která je jako když jsem byl ve světě.
But Christ is in me.
A Kristus je ve mně.
And I have hope.
A mám naději.
And I gladly tell everybody I'm a believer.
A každému radostně vydávám svědectví, že jsem uvěřil v Ježíše Krista.
But then I go places that Christ wouldn't want to go. And if I keep doing this, I'm going to grieve the Christ in me. However, when I am in Christ,
pokud jsem v Kristu, nebo když jsem v Kristu,
I don't go where I want to go.
Tak už nechodím tam, kam bych chtěl chodit jako člověk.
I'm in Christ.
Jsem v Kristu, při Kristu.
Christ wants to go here.
A Kristus chce jít sem doprava.
I'm in him.
Já jsem v něm.
I go where he goes.
Tam, kam jde on.
Do you see the difference?
Vidíte ten rozdíl?
And I believe that this is part of the difference between the life here and the life here.
A to je část,
in the holy place.
Část rozdílu mezi životem tady na nádvoří a tady života tady ve svatyni.
So let's go on with this baptism. Romans chapter 6.
A otečíme si do Římanů do 6. kapitoly.
Romans chapter 6, and we're looking at verses, start in verse 3, I believe it is. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Zdališ nevíte, že kteříčkoliv pokřtění jsme v Krista Ježíše, smrt jeho pokřtění jsme?
That's in the Bible.
To je Boží slovo.
Were you properly told before you were baptized that you're being baptized into death?
Řekli vám to předtím, než vás pokřtili, že jste pokřtěni nebo ponořeni do jeho smrti?
Okay. Christ, being baptized into Christ is, where does it say of the 144,000 that they follow the Lamb wherever he goes?
Pokřtěn do Krista znamená, jak se píše o těch 144,000, ve zjevení se píše, že oni následovali Krista kamkoliv šel.
Now, when you see the lamb in the word, the lamb is the sacrificial lamb. You see Christ as a lamb, but you also see him as a conqueror riding the great white horse, you know, and then conqueror, you know. But you see, it didn't say you were baptized into his conquering king nature.
Ale tady se nepíše, že jste pokřtěni do tého přirozenosti toho dobyvatele, toho krále.
You were baptized in his death.
Ale když jste pokřtěni do jeho smrti.
Now, if you look in Brother DeSeel's book, The Pattern,
kdybyste četli knihu od bratra DeSeela Stánek,
I remember reading somewhere that he said it is only dead men that enter here.
Mám pocit, že tam někde píše, že sem do té svatyně může vstoupit jenom mrtvý člověk.
Dead to what?
Mrtvý čemu?
Dead to myself. Dead to my desires. Dead to my will.
Sama sobě, svým touhám, svojí vůli.
Okay, in fact, this sacrifice of the soul is even going to take a greater turn here at the golden altar.
A v tom se svatyni je tady před oponou zlatý kadidlový oltář a tam se děje ještě něco hlubšího v duši člověka.
By the way, can I give you the scripture that you know that instantly coming into salvation is not instantly bringing you into the holy place.
Mimochodem, chci vám ukázat, že když člověk přijde tomu nedělému oltáři, když přijme spasení, takže to v žádném případě neznamená, že by tím automaticky vstupoval do té svatyně.
Go to John, the third chapter.
A když se podíváme do Jana, do třetí kapitoly.
John 3, okay. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Ve třetí verš. Nenarodí-li se kdo znovu, nemůže viděti království Božího.
Okay, born again, right here.
Znovu zrození, jsme tady.
Came to the cross, the blood, the sacrifice.
Ke kříži, k oběti a ke krvi, té oběti.
Now, it gives him qualifications to see the kingdom of God.
Že na tomhle místě je člověk uschopněn vidět, spatřit Boží království.
He didn't say, as soon as you are born again, you can enter the kingdom of God. He said, you can see the kingdom of God.
Píše se tady, že když člověk se znovu narodí, nebo zrodí z hůry, že tím může okamžitě vstoupit do Božího království. To ho uschopňuje vidět Boží království.
You know, when I was a young Christian, I just read through these verses and I never paid any attention to the words that were there.
Když jsem byl malý křesťan, vždycky jsem tyhle ty verše tak rychle přečetl, prolétl, nevěnoval jsem jim žádnou hlubší pozornost.
Well, the problem was, I wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Problém samozřejmě byl ten, že jsem nebyl pokřtěn Duchem Svatým.
And I really had a hard time.
A bylo to pro mě těžké.
Seeing the meaning of these things.
Bylo pro mě těžké vidět duchovní význam těchto slov.
And then he's talking again to Nicodemus.
A pak tady Ježíš dál pokračuje a mluví s Nikodémem.
And he says in verse 5, except a man is born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
A říká tady, nenarodí-li se kdo z vody a z Ducha svatého, nemůže vjít do království Božího.
And I spend a lot of time in my mind, what is born of the water? What is born of the spirit? Born of water?
You know? Ve mě otáčeli si kolečka v hlavě, co to znamená být narozen z vody? Co to znamená být narozen z ducha?
I'm thinking, well, in my mother's womb, I was floating in amniotic fluid.
Říkal, v břišem od maminky, tam jsem se vznášel v vodové vodě.
Does that make me born of water?
Znamená to, že jsem se zrodil z vody?
No, you see, the carnal, natural thinking man is trying to figure this out.
No,
born of the Spirit and born of the water. Baptism is what it's talking about. Baptized in the water and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now he can enter.
Ono to mluví o křtu vodou a křtu duchem. A když je člověk pochřtěn vodou a pochřtěn duchem, tak může vejít dovnitř.
It doesn't mean he has entered, it means that he is now certified, qualified, that he can enter.
Neznamená to, že takový člověk vstoupil, ale nyní je to pro něj možné, jako je k tomu kvalifikovaný.
I'm going to tell you the truth, even after I was baptized in the Holy Spirit,
pravdě, z mého vlastního života i poté, co jsem byl pokřtěn Duchem Svatým,
I stayed in the outer court.
Tak jsem zůstal, prodléval na tom vnějším nádvoří.
And God had to use great power to make me leave the outer court.
A Bůh na mě musel dopustit velký tlak, abych se rozhodl to místo opustit a jít dál.
He had to put great tribulation in my life.
Do mého života přišlo velké soužení.
All right, so let's go on to these, where were we? We're back in Romans, aren't we? Chapter 6, we've read verse 3, baptized into his death. Therefore, verse 4, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Okay, see, this man is buried now, isn't he?
Takže 4. verš, v té 6. kapitole Římanů, říká, pohřbení jsme tedy s ním skrze křev smrt. Pohřbení, tak jako tenhle ten človíček tady je pohřben.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life.
Abychom jako z mrtvých vstal Kristus, slávě Otce, tak i my v novotě života chodili.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Nebo poněvadž jsme v něj vštípeni připodobněním smrti jeho, tedy i vzkříšením jemu připodobnění budeme.
How many of you would like to have resurrection power?
Kdo z nás, kdo z vás by chtěl mít tu moc vzkříšení?
You've heard that term, haven't you? Resurrection power? It's a trick question. No, it's not a trick question. It's a good question. So, in order to get resurrection power, you have to have death.
Proto, aby člověk mohl získat
That's the trick, yeah.
Vzkříšení, tak napřed musí zemřít, musí projít smrtí.
You cannot have a resurrection without first having death.
Bez smrti není žádné vzkříšení.
There is no way to bypass and come to resurrection without there being death.
Není možné to vzít nějakou oklikou, nějak to obejít a dojít do vzkříšení bez smrti.
So we have to follow Christ.
Takže musíme následovat Krista.
He went first to death and then to resurrection.
Do smrti a potom byl vzkříšen.
All right. Knowing this, that our old man, verse 6, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
Že starý člověk náš spolu s ním ukřižován je, aby umrtveno tělo aby bylo umrtveno tělo hřícha, abychom již potom nesloužili hříchu. Nebo kdož umřel, ospravedlněn nebo osvobozen je od hříchu. Jestliže jsme pak zemřeli s Kristem, věříme, že spolu s ním také živi budeme.
This might be a good place to take this verse in Colossians 3.
Možná, že je tyto verše jsou ta správná spojnice na verš, který je zapsán v Kolosenský ve 3. kapitole.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
A tam od první verše se píše, 3. kapitola, první verš. Protož postali-li jste s Kristem, vrchních věcí hledejte, kdež Kristus na pravici Boží sedí.
Now remember, we're not just staying in death. That's not the whole idea of being baptized into Christ.
Víte, ta myšlenka křtu, nebo ten princip křtu není o tom, že máme být ponořeni do smrti a v té smrti zůstat.
We're also identifying with his resurrection.
A my se tím také stotožňujeme s jeho vzkříšením.
If ye then be risen with Christ,
a pokud jste povstali s Kristem,
what are you going to do about it?
Co s tím učiníme?
There's two things you're going to do.
Jsou dvě věci, které učiníme.
You're going to set, and you're going to what? Seek. Right? Set your affections on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. Seek those things which are above and set your affection. Okay.
Budeme hledat si věc těch věcí, které jsou z hůry těch vrchních věcí, o ty vrchní věci budeme pečovat. Tady se píše v druhém verši, o vrchní věci pečujte, ne o zemské.
So I'm going to seek the things above.
Takže budu hledat ty věci, které jsou z hůry.
In other words, my aspirations are different.
Jinými slovy, moje touhy se změní.
My goal in life is not just to have a nice cabin by the river and a canoe and a fishing line and enjoy the nice breezes of summer every day of my life.
Vlastně využívat ten letní větřík a tu pohodičku a tak to užívat celý život.
I'm not just going to seek to drive a nice Mercedes or a Lamborghini or whatever. I'm not just going to seek a big mansion of a house, although mine is too big. But I'm not seeking those things. Do you understand? Okay, I'm going to set my affection, it says here. Why? For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Proč? Protože v 3. verši se píše, nebo zemřeli nebo zemřeli jste a život váš skryt je s Kristem v Bohu.
For you are dead.
Zemřeli jste, nebo jste zemřeli.
I have a little date written.
Mám takový malý tady datum.
In my Bible.
Mám v Bibli zapsané datum.
By the way, tell me, is it possible to write little dates in your Bible?
Řekněte mi, můžete si do Bible zapsat někdy nějaký datum?
Can you underline in the little phone Bible? Can you make highlighting and underline? You can? Thomas must know how, if anybody would.
It depends on the program.
Oh, it depends on... Okay. Okay.
Depends on battery.
Oh, okay. Well, this one doesn't have a battery. So. Anyway, well, I have written the date here. 10-23-02. That's October 23rd. 2002.
Why?
Because that is the day I'm in the car on my way to the hospital. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I put the seat way back. So that my fading brain would get all the blood it could possibly get. And the Lord said to me, for you are dead. For you are dead. He said four words. Now, how many years ago was that? It's almost 17, 16 and a half. Here I am. Am I dead? That isn't dead. Why did God say that to me? I am still almost 17 years. I am still asking God, what did you mean by that? Well, I'm wondering if he's prophesying to me. And that's good news. Or I'm wondering if he's saying that this experience of dying, and I was almost dead. Is this mean that my soul is ready to give up and die to myself now? And I hope that's what it means. But I can say with confidence that I am dead. I was thinking of Henry Groover when he was somewhere in London, was it? And these bad men, give me everything or I shoot you and kill you. And he said, you can't hurt me, I'm a dead man. And they fled. So I keep thinking, okay, if I ever get in a situation like that, I'll have to tell these people, look, I'm a dead man. God told me I'm dead. What are you going to be able to do to me? But I'm laying on that gurney in the hospital. And you see, I didn't know my name. I didn't know my birthday. They asked me, and they asked me in the ambulance. I went to the wrong hospital, so they had to take me to the other hospital in an ambulance. They asked me my name. I couldn't think of my name. I had to think and think and think. It must have, I don't know, it took me several minutes, and finally I said, I think this is my name. Then they asked me my birthday. I had to start in January, February. Oh, July, I think. Yeah. Why did I answer them? Because I was afraid if I didn't give them the right, some kind of answer. I didn't even want to answer. I didn't want to say anything. My mind was so gone. But I thought, there are a bunch of kids driving this ambulance. They're only 20, 30 years old. They're a bunch of kids. They're going to kill me with them. You know. Okay, but I'm laying on that gurney and I'm saying, okay, for you are dead. I can hear the nurses, I can hear the doctors calling one another. Oh, he's going, give him some more, give him this, give him that. We're losing him, you know, I could hear all that. I was not concerned with what they were saying, but I was saying, God, isn't there more to that verse? I knew it was a verse.
Co to znamená? Věděl jsem, že to byl jeden verš, který ve Bůh řekl, co to znamená? Jaký to má význam?
Incidentally, I think he quoted from the King James Bible. For you are dead. Word for word. Lord, isn't there more to that verse? Isn't there something more than that? Isn't there something about my life in you? And there is, yes. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. My life is hid with Christ in God.
Nebo zemřeli jste, zemřel jste a život váš, život svůj, skryt je s Kristem v Bohu. Skryt s Kristem v Bohu.
When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Když se pak ukáže Kristus život náš,
now this, you can attach this to yesterday's message. When Christ shall appear. I thought Christ had already appeared. But this is a prophetic word that there will be a manifestation yet again of Christ.
Ale je to prorocké slovo, které říká, že přijde doba, kdy se Kristus znovu zjeví.
And he will suddenly appear where?
A náhle se zjeví a přijde. Kam přijde?
In his temple, which is his body.
To je jeho tělo.
When he shall suddenly appear,
a když se náhle zjeví a ukáže,
amen, then we shall what?
Potom se stane co?
Also appear with him in glory.
Pak se i my s ním zjevíme v slávě.
Isn't appear and manifest mean the same thing in this context?
To pak to zjevit se nebo ukázat se, to má stejný význam v tomto kontextu.
You were using the Czech word for manifest. Manifest sons of God.
Magda předali překládala ty zjevení Boží synové, aby se zjeví nebo ukážou.
And it will appear. It will appear what we shall be. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, amen, we shall be like him. Okay, do I have time to go to a few more verses? Can we go to 1 Corinthians?
1
Corinthians 12. And we go down to verse 13, and I think this is the only verse we're going to take here in this chapter. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. By the way, by one Spirit we are baptized.
Jednoho zajisté ducha my všichni v jedno tělo pokřtění jsme. Všimněte si, jednoho ducha se tady píše, skrze jednoho ducha.
A man can baptize you in water.
A člověk vás pokřtí ve vodě.
Christ baptizes you in the Holy Spirit.
A Kristus, Ježíš Kristus vás pokřtí Duchem Svatým.
But the Spirit baptizes you into Christ.
Ale Duch Boží vás křtí do Krista.
And this says, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Je všichni v jedno tělo pokřtění jsme.
So Christ is a head,
takže Kristus je, Ježíš Kristus je hlava,
but Christ is his body.
A jeho tělo je Kristus.
See, my directions to my body come from my head.
Moje hlava vydává veškeré příkazy, signály mému tělu, co má dělat.
Remove that and there's no more instructions to my body.
Když straníte moji hlavu, tak tělo přestane mít instrukce a prekonec.
But all of me also includes my body.
Ale když mluvím o sobě jako o člověku, tak je to hlava i tělo.
So, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
Skrze jednoho zajisté ducha my všichni v jedno tělo pokřtěni jsme. Buď to Židé, buď to Řekové, buď to služebníci, nebo svobodní, a všichni v jeden duch zapojení jsme.
For the body is not one member, but many.
Nebo tělo není jeden punkt, ale mnozí.
So I am baptized also, if I'm baptized in Christ, I'm baptized into the body of Christ.
Takže pokud jsem pokřtěn do Krista, tak jsem také pokřtěn do těla Kristova.
In other words, I'm baptized into, including all of you.
Jsem pokřtěn do Krista, pokřtěn do vás. Obsahuje to vás.
I cannot choose to be baptized into only part of the body of Christ.
Nemůžete říct, že budu pokřtěn jenom do části těla Kristova.
So if Christ is divided, if the body of Christ is divided,
pokud je tělo Kristovo rozdělené,
and I am wanting, or somehow I've been baptized into only one part of the body of Christ,
a pokud jsem byl pokřtěn jenom jakoby do jedné sekce nebo části těla Kristova,
then I'm not properly baptized.
Pak nejsem řádně pokřtěn.
Here's the divided body of Christ. Here's the left Christian. This is the right Christian.
Rozdělené tělo Kristovo. Tady je křesťan.
This is the left leg denomination. This is the right leg denomination.
Tady je denominace levé nohy a tady je denominace pravé
nohy. I'm part of the stomach denomination. We believe in the stomach ministry.
My věříme na služebnou žaludku.
No, I haven't been properly baptized. And again, you see, it isn't a matter of what the man said when he put me in the water. That isn't what, it's my motive and what the purpose of it was.
A tak jako nezáleží na tom, co nade mnou prohlásí ten člověk, který mě křtí vodou, ale záleží na tom, jaký já mám motiv na mém srdci, na mém porozumění a záměru.
When we were in Central America, I think it would have been in not 2018 but 2017. We were bringing this word in Punta Gorda.
Tak jsem chtěl, že kázal v Punta Gordě.
And some of the leader of the church, who had formerly been a Nazarene pastor,
tak, ten,
they'd been a Nazarene denomination before they came out, okay?
Který býval předtím pastorem nějaké nazarijské církve.
And he asked me, he began asking me questions right as soon as I finished teaching. Now, he was really the head elder of this fellowship. And I gave the answers. And then I found out that he told me later that he had been baptized. The purpose of his baptism was that he would become a member of that denomination. Sunday afternoon we had another meeting up in a little river where there was a cataract at the foot of a falls, and he was rebaptized again. His understanding was that he would now be baptized into the body of Christ in Christ, you know. Another young man who was had been born again for a while. He was a member, and I guess he was sort of a type of an elder, I guess, too, in that other church in another little city. He got out in the water and he got baptized again too. And I asked him, I said, why did you get baptized again? Or why are you going to? He said, well, I was going to this church and I wanted to play the drums in the church. And they said, well, you can't do that unless you're baptized. So he said, I got baptized so I could play the drums. Well, now, the man has had a genuine experience with the Lord. Okay. But his motive for getting baptized, he was getting baptized into the drum player, you know, of that church. Now, I'm not trying to make a criticism. I'm just trying to say that here's a situation where a man heard the word of two men, several men, heard the word of the Lord. And of course, there were others that were baptized that day too. Some that were just because they'd been, you know, they'd come to Christ, they were living their own life unto themselves, and now they wanted to live unto Christ. Let's go back to chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians. Now, here's one of my favorite baptism passages. Start in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Nechceť pak, abyste nevěděli, bratři, že otcové naše všichni pod oblakem byli a všichni moře přešli.
How many times does the word of God say, I would not have you ignorant?
Kolikrát říká Boží slovo, nechceť, abyste nevěděli, nebo abyste byli jako nevědomí.
Ignorant doesn't mean that we're not intelligent or that we're stupid or anything like that. It just means that we don't know.
To znamená, že něco prostě nevíme.
The brother is saying, I want to make sure that you know what I'm going to tell you now. Our fathers went through a cloud and went through a sea.
Naši otcové byli pod oblakem a přešli moře.
Okay. Now, let's see what he's talking about here. He said, and we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
A všichni z Mojžíše pokřtění jsou v oblace a v moři.
Is Paul taking liberty here to say they were baptized into Moses in a cloud and in a sea?
Zatím tady Pavel myslí, když říká, že byli pokřtěni v Mojžíše, v oblace a v moři.
He's taking a spiritual meaning beyond just physical immersion. He's talking about a spiritual immersion into an experience together.
Najednou tady ten fyzický význam toho ponoření rozšiřuje, pozdvihuje duchovně na duchovní rozměr a vlastně tím vyjadřuje, že ti lidé byli ponoření nebo účastní nějaké duchovní situace, zkušenosti.
All right, let's look at the baptism in the sea, first of all.
Podívejme se na ten křest v moři.
The sea was on both sides.
Moře se rozdělilo, byly stěny na obou stranách.
The height of the sides was very high.
Těch horních stěn byla vysoká, několik set metrů, mám pocit.
I got a hold of a book of a man, and it was after Ron Wyatt, but he was certified what Ron Wyatt had said. And in this book, it's a fairly substantial book, he traced the children of Israel from Egypt all the way, crossed the Red Sea, and past the Mount Sinai in Arabia, not the other one, and on up into the wilderness, and then into.
On v té knize vlastně jako by sledoval tu cestu toho Izraele z Egypta přes Rudé moře k hoře Sinai v Arábii a potom jejich putování po poušti.
And he went out in the Red Sea, and indeed he found that that pathway in the sea that God had created in the beginning of the world.
A cestoval tomu Rudému moře a skutečně tam našel ten podmořský takový hřeben, který tam Bůh stvořil už před začátkem, stvořil nebe a zemi, proto aby tam ty Izraelci jednou mohli projít.
The other part of the Red Sea was, oh, I don't know, I shouldn't even talk numbers. It was very deep, very deep. Yeah, something like that. Oh, you read the book too?
I think Ron Wyatt talked about it too.
Yeah, Ron Wyatt talked about it too.
Je tam hluboké, možná kilometr a půl, a pak je tam takový nějaký hřeben, který je, tam je hloubka několik set metrů, 200-300 metrů, možná.
But the part where the pathway was, I don't know, say like 20 meters or something. It was deep enough that the ships could go across, no problem.
Možná, já nevím, jestli to byly stovky metrů, desítky metrů, nepamatuji.
But you see, the sides...
Bylo to dostatečně hluboké, aby tam mohli projíždět lodě, prostě ničemu to nebránilo, ale bylo tam tak...
The sides were immense.
Ale i tak, když se to moře rozdělilo...
So you are here,
ty vodní stěny byly vysoké.
You are not physically swimming in water.
Člověk, oni nebyli fyzicky potopeni do té vody, neplavali v té vodě.
But you and the whole body of Israel are together immersed in this experience of this miracle of God.
A celý Izrael prošel, byl ponořen do té zkušenosti Božího zázraku.
You are as a whole people partaking of the same thing.
Celý národ zakusil stejnou zkušenost.
I don't believe that they were physically in the cloud.
A já nevěřím, že byli fyzicky v oblaku.
But the cloud experience, they were all partakers together.
A všichni, celý ten národ, byli účastní té zkušenosti zastínění toho tím oblakem.
As a local fellowship, we would all partake of something that is happening with us.
Jako obecenci místní církev budeme všichni účastní nějaké zkušenosti, která se nás všech týká, jako celku.
You would say we were baptized into an experience.
Byli jsme pokřtěni do určité zkušenosti nebo jednání zkušenosti.
Even the world knows this term.
Dokonce i svět zná tento termín.
I forget how it was. Somebody got hired into a very difficult situation of a company that was really going through a lot of trouble.
Jeden člověk se ho najali v nějaké firmě, která teda procházela nějakou krizi, nebo krizi nějakou.
And after he had been in this job for some time, he visited the big boss.
Po nějaké době, kdy tam pracoval v té firmě, tak šel za nějakým nejvyšším šéfem.
And the boss says, "So, you have had your baptism of fire now."
A ten šéf mu říká, ty jsi teďka prošel tím křtem ohněm.
It's an understood term.
Je to koncept nebo myšlenka, které i svět rozumí.
Yeah, okay. So let's go on here. He says, and did all drink. Oh wait, and did all eat the same spiritual meat?
A všichni týž pokrm duchovní jedli.
Okay, natural meat, yes, the quail, the manna.
Měli křetelky, měli manu.
But that isn't all. They had to eat something spiritual.
Museli jíst také něco duchovního.
Where is it in was it Deuteronomy where it says the Lord tested you by feeding you with food that your fathers did not know?
A v Deuteronomii čteme, kdy Bůh říká Izraeli, já jsem vás prozkoušel a vaši otcové byli účastní pokrmu nebo stravy, kterou neznali.
Giving you an experience that your fathers had never experienced.
A dal jsem vám zkušenost, kterou vaši otcové nikdy nezakusili.
Giving you a message, a doctrine, a word of God, an understanding of the kingdom of God.
Yes, slovo a porozumění Božího království.
My fathers did not understand.
Které moji otcové nerozuměli.
My fathers were believers.
Moje otcové byli věřící.
My mothers, okay? The church, they were believers. But they did not partake of the same word that I understand today.
Ale nebyli účastní toho slova, kterému já dnes rozumím.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have come to this experience. He's talking about ancient Israel, but he's talking to the church.
A tak musíme projít určitou zkušeností. Mluví tady o tom starém Izraeli, ale mluví k církvi.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink. See, he says spiritual. This is spiritual talk. Spiritual drink.
A všichni píš nápoj duchovní pily. Je tady duchovní.
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Pily zajisté z duchovní skály, která za nimi šla, a ta skála byl Kristus.
Did you know that Christ was following them in the wilderness? Oh, well, I should say it properly. They were following Christ.
Je následoval na té poušti, respektive bych měl říct, že oni následovali Krista.
Now, in the Old Testament, Moses never used that word Christ, did he?
A ve starém zákoně Mojžíš nikdy nepoužil ten termín Kristus.
He talked about the glory of God
slávě,
that appeared between the cherubim over the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. And if you get a hold of the word that we preached in England, you were there, weren't you, sister?
A když jste si poslali to slovo, o které jsme mluvili v Anglii, tak tam byla.
it was the ark that was leading them in the wilderness,
tak na poušti to byla ta archa,
finding a place of rest for them. Amen. So this is kind of my summary of the of being baptized into Christ. There's so much more. But I think I've given what I have for today. God bless you.
Pán vám požehnej.